the maskin bay kishir arya vishvacha, where the Baal Chayv, where the money that you owe me was against the karker and the shvach, then the Baal Chayv has the right to collect it all. For the way maskin bay elikishir arya, here we're talking about, no, the Chayv that you owe me the money is only the value of the karker. The extra shvach that I'm taking back, I really don't have a right to take it. So then avada, the Baal Chayv has to pay back the shvach to the lekech. Omele said back to him, Honich leman diyoma iyis lezuzin lekeach lemotzi mesavgul lebal chayv shaper. If lekeach has money, then the Baal Chayv can't take it away from him. Eleman diyoma iyis lezuzin lekeach has money, motzi mesavgul lebal chayv, he can take away the Baal Chayv. So now, this is the question, when the Baal Chayv comes to collect the money. So one man the Yom says, Yis lezuzi lokeach. Again, if lokeach has money, still lemotzi masal le Baal Chayv. He can't throw away the Baal Chayv. This kaka is meshubit to the Baal Chayv. This Reuven has a right to collect this kaka that Shimon the Baal Chayv sold. So then shaper is good. But elu leman the Yom, Yis lezuzi lokeach. If this lokech that bought the kaker of Shimon has money, motzi mesav le Baal Chayv, he has a right to say to the Baal Chayv, true, you have a right to collect this property. Why? Because Shimon owes you money. Here's the money that he owes you. If so, let lokech say, he have lizuzi, have misakin locha mikuli arya. If I would have had money, I would have got you off this whole property. Hashta, now that what? I don't have money. And you want to take away the shvach, you have no right to take it away. Havli Giruya Darya Shir Shvachi, you should have to leave me over a small part of the karka, the value of that shvach. In other words, you only have a right to get the value from me. So if you're taking away the karka with the shvach, you're taking away more than I really owe you. So leave me over some karka. How come here Shmuel says no, he has the right to bachar to take away the whole karka? Or Malays, we said back to him, Hocha the Mayaskinon, you know what we're talking about over here? Kagoin de Shav Yanale Apoitiki. So here's a special case, we made an Apoitiki. The Omalei, he said like this, that when Reuven first lent money to Shimon, Shimon wrote back an Apoitiki saying, Lo Yehelech Oproin Elamezeh, that Yishno, I'll pay you back from this karka. Therefore, this karka, the way it is right now, is Meshubid to the Baal Chayv. It's Meshubid to Reuven. Therefore, when Shimon sold his karka to Levi, let's say, so whatever Levi does to the karka, it's like he's doing it into Reuven's karka. That's why here Reuven has a right to take away the whole karka. Le'nechmami, if the shvach is more than the chayv is really worth, then he just has to pay him back the shvach. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding the tzaddik vovah meralef. Came by the two dots. Omar Rova. Rova says like this. Gozal v'hishbiach. Let's say Gazlin, he stole, and by the Gazlin it became better. He stole, let's say, a cow and he made it fatter. Umocher, and then the Gazlin sold it to somebody else. Or else Gozal, the Gazlin he stole, v'hishbiach, and he made it better, for Hirish, and now the Gazlin died and gave it to Yerusha, to his son. So loch here also is mashehishbiach mochar and mashehishbiach hirish. The shvach that the Gazlan has, like the Gazlan has the right to keep it, like we learned before, and therefore now that he sold it, the lokeach keeps the shvach, even though the guf of the gzela goes back to the nigza when we catch him, but the shvach stays by the Gazlan. We hear that he sold it, the moichar also has the right to keep it, the lokeach. The same thing the Yerusha. The sons, they have a right to keep the shvach. The shvach does not go back to the nigzal. Like we had before, the pshat is the nigzal takes back the karka with the shvach, and the nigzal has to give the money, the value of the shvach, the nigzal will have to give back either to the lokeach or to the yerush. Nothing more so like this. Boy Rova. Rova had another shayla. Heshbiach oive kechov mahal. Let's say Pasha the Goy made the Gzela, a Goy stole, and now by the Goy, he was Mashbiach. He made the cow better. And now we caught him, and we want to take it away from him. So what's the halacha? Does the Goy have a right to keep the Shvach or not? Omalei Ravachim Medifta Ravina. So Ravachim Medifta said to Ravina, Takanta Leovik Echovim Nekov and Eved. Should we make a Takana for Goy? In other words, really, Lemaisa, this is a Gezel. Like the guy stole, it doesn't belong to him, he stole somebody else's shor. So locher is, now that we catch him, he has to give it back. And really the whole thing should go back to the nigzal with the shvach. By a Jew, it's a takana we had before, that we let the Jew keep the shvach. But that's only by a Jew that we make such a takana. But avada by a guy, we don't make such a takana. Therefore, the locher is postured, the gazl, the nigzal, has a right to take back this whole shor with the shvach, and he keeps the shvach. So Omalei, they said back to Mashallah, was like this. Omalei loy tzuricha kogoyin tizavnei li Yisrael. We're talking about that after the guy stole it, now the guy sold it to Yisrael. And by the Yisrael, he was mashpich, it became worth more. So Mora says though, soy soif but sawat, habo mach masoivikichovim, harayu koivikichovim. Since this Jew bought it off a guy, he can't be better than the guy. So just like by the guy, the shvach would still go back to the nigzal, now that the Jew bought it off the guy, it should have the same halacha. So Gemara says like this, the case is, loy tzricha teri kogoyin de gozal Yisrael. Could be no. First, a Jew was the one that made the gzela. A Jew stole it. V'zavnen alei, and then he sold it to a guy. V'hishbiach oivikichovim. And now by the guy, he worked over the shore, made it much fatter. He was mashbiach the shore. And the case was, v'hodar oivikichovim v'zavnen li Yisrael. And now the guy went ahead and sold it back to a Jew. So that's the shaila. Now, maho. How do we look at it now? Mai. Mi amrin do we say, kivan de mikori Yisrael, since the first gazlan here was a Yisrael, and if it would have been by him the shvach, he would be able to keep the shvach. For hoda Yisrael, and at the end also it ended up by a Yisrael, even though in between it was by a guy, but it ended up by Yisrael also. So therefore maybe avdi rabbona takanta. Therefore the rabbona should make a takana, that since the first gazlan was a Jew, and it ended up by a Jew, so the shvach that they put on here should stay by the gazlan. He has a right to keep the shvach. He only gives back, like true, the nigzal takes the whole thing back, but the nigzal will have to pay the value of the shvach back to the Jew. Oiduma, maybe no. Kivon diyiko evikichovim biyemtza. Since there's a guy in between in the middle here, if so, le avdi le rabbona takanta. Therefore, maybe the rabbona did not make the takana, since it went through a guy. Therefore, the nigzal has a right to receive the whole thing back with the shvach. So, teiku, is the Gemara obliged by teiku. There's a shiloh, if the end Jew has a right to keep the shvach or not, so chur we say teiku. Therefore, the chur, the locha should be is that the gazl, the nigzal, has a right to get the whole thing back, and he would not have to pay him back the shvach. That will chur be like hamoitzim echaleiroi olav haraya. Although the locha is brought down taka that this any Yisrael has a right to keep the shvach, however, if the nigzal is tofas the shvach, then the nigzal has a right to keep it. How the Gemara says, Amara Papa. Papa says like this. Hai man de gozal diklo michavroi. If somebody stole the dekel, a palm tree, from his friend, the kotle, and he like killed it. Here killing it, l'chura, means that he cut it off. He cut down the tree. You stole your friend's tree, and you were kotle. You cut it down. Sumer says, Afa gav, tishadye mi'aryalarya. D-day, even though after you cut down his palm tree, you took it and you brought it into your land, still like Kani, it's not called a Kenyan. You're not Kani it, like you still have a Din Gzeil, you still have to return it. There's no Kenyan Chin over here. My time, what's the reason? Mikora Dikla Mikri, Vahashtanami Dikla Mikri. It's not called the Shinu Mais, it's not called the Shinu Hashem. Before it was called a palm tree, and now it's called a palm tree. So Mais is like a Gzeila that you have to return it. What about Diklo V'Ovid Guve? Let's say it was a dekel, it was a palm tree, and you cut it down, and now you cut off branches, you have the branches of the palm tree. So Gemara says again, like Koni, still you're not Koni, you have to return the branches. Why? Because Hashtamiyo Guvo the Diklo Mikri, it's still called branches of the palm tree. It's not called the Shinu Maisa, Shinu Hashem, it's still called the same way it was before. What about Guve? Let's say you stole these branches. V'yavdini kishuri. but you made it into beams. You made it into a beam. If you make it into a beam, that's called the Shinu Mai. That's called the Shinu Hashem. Therefore, Koni. Because before it was called a branch, and now it's called a beam. Therefore, Yekona. What about Kishuri? Let's say you stole the beam, Rav Ravi. V'yavdinu Kishuri Zutri. You stole the big beam, and now you made it into a small beam. So like honey, that's not called the Kinyan. You still have a chiv heishiv asagzelo. What about avdinu kitzatisa? Let's say you made it into crush, you made it into boards. Not just on a big beam, but now you made it into a board. Like Rashi says, kiroshim. Koni, that's also called the shinu hashem. Shinu maisi yekono. Omar Rava. Rava says like this. Hayman de goza luliva. If somebody steals a luluf, the branch from a palm tree, a luluf. Avdinin hutzi koni. If you made it into hutzi, that means Rashi says shenesakin ola ola min hashedra, like you made leaves out of the luluf. You opened it up into leaves. You made leaves out of it. So that's called the kinyan. It's not the same thing. It's not called the luluf anymore. You made it into hutzi. It's kono. Timikoru luliva, because before it was called the luluf mikri. Fahashta hutza. Now it's called hutza. Not called like branches. It's called like leaves. It's something else. What about Hutza v'yavdino chufiya? Before it was called Hutza, it was called like these branches. Now you made it into chufiya, you made it into a broom. Rashi says, Shaboy mechabdin es abayis. You would like sweep the floor with it. V'choyle kol Hutza l'shnayim. Like you cut each branch into two. So, and therefore, Taki Yukono, because the Rashi says, Lehodra, you can't return it, you can't make it back again into it, what it was before. So you made it from branches into a broom, that you would be Koina. Like the Gemara says, Mikoro Hutza, Vahash de Chufya. What about Chufya? You have this broom, Vyavdina Shashura, and you made a string out of the broom, made into like strong pieces, long pieces into a chevel. Rashi says, Lekona, Hinat Kona, my time, what's the reason? Tohoda sosaloi the heavy chufya. Of course, you could like cut the string, you could cut the branches, and that would make it back into a broom again. Therefore, this is not called a kinyan. This is not called a shinui. Now the Gemara says, Boyi Rav Papa. Papa asked a shadow like this. Nechleko hatiyumis maho. Again, you stole this luluf, and now you split the top leaves, the tiyumis, which we know by hilchas luluf, that makes the luluf puzzle. Rashi says, kaf toimer, hoem tsoyu elyon tiyumisi. The top leaves of the top leaf of the luluf, that's called the tiyumis. So if you split it into half, maho. What's the locha? Is it still kosher? Is it called shinui or not? The Gemara says like this. Toshima, the Yomarav Moson, Omarav Yeshua ben Levi, Nitlo hatiyumis posel. By a luluf, if you take off the top leaf, the luluf becomes posel. So our shayla was just about Nechlekot, not that if you took it off, just Nechlekot split in half.